Test 70, Section 3, Question 1. Here we're looking for a principle that will justify the reasoning, so big if then that matches the evidence to the if and a conclusion to the then. So it says the quantity and type of pollution that entered the river last Thursday night suggests local auto repair shop is responsible. So pollution probably come from the auto repair. But the penalty for this type of pollution is so severe that unless stronger evidence is discovered or the perpetrator admits responsibility, we cannot be sufficiently certain of the identity of the polluter to justify imposing the penalty. Now, this one is basically saying, unless we get more evidence, we can't impose the penalty. And the evidence is just that the penalty is so strong. So we need something that's going to say, if the penalty is really severe, you want to have really good evidence before you impose it. So the more severe the penalty for an infraction is, the more certain one must be of guilt of a party before being justified in imposing the penalty. A is great. I would really just take that and run, but let's look at the others. Penalties for crimes should be severe enough to deter people from committing them, but not so severe as to undermine its willingness to impose them. That's not the principle here. The principle, what we have to have is the then, is we should be, that the burden of proof needs to be high, higher than if we have, than normal if we have severe penalties. Severity of a penalty imposed for an infraction should be proportional to the harm that is caused. It's not about what the severity of the crime should be, it's whether or not we should impose the penalty in this place. The more severe the penalty, the less likely it is that someone will come forward. Well, it's a good then, but it's good saying the more severe, but it's not about saying proving that it's less likely. Severity of penalty for an offense should not be so great that one can never be sufficiently certain. It's saying how severe the punishment should be, not whether or not we should implement it in this case. And so therefore, A is definitely our best answer.